أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير حق عليه العذاب ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 18 of surah Al-Hajj. The ayah is an ayah of sajda. Once sajda tilawat becomes compulsory upon us who heard the ayah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the believers. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the rest of creation. Besides insan, besides humankind, besides the jinnat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His entire creation. And Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهِ. Do you not see that certainly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That those in the skies and in the earth all make sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sajda, one is the physical prostration, like how we go into sajda in salat or sajda itilawat. Like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference that everyone will make sajda to Allah Rabbul Izzat. However, the broader meaning could also be taken here, that everyone is subservient and subjugated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about the other creations. Washamsu. Allah ta'ala says, if you look at the sun is also submissive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Before we go into the other creations, all of them have fulfilled and will continue to fulfill the reason why Allah had created them. Whatever the reasons of the creation, of all these creations of Allah, they fulfill it without faltering in the slightest bit. We spoke about this before. Just the gist of it is, when you look at the sun in its orbit, it doesn't move 1 millimeter or a fraction of a millimeter from its orbit. The light that it gives, the heat that it gives, absolutely nothing more than Allah Ta'ala commands it to give, absolutely nothing less than Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commands it to give, and like that the rest of the creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is all submissive to the command of Allah. Whatever the reasons Allah Ta'ala had created these beings, these creations, they fulfill that objective obedience to Allah and the total submission and the total subjugation to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wal qamar. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about the moon. It is the same. The orbit of the moon, the movement of the moon, exactly, precisely like how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands, it will do. The sun, its rising, its setting, the moon, the rising, the setting, the appearances, all of that is exactly as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded. One nujum, the stars, once again, same. Whatever Allah ta'ala had commanded the stars to do, the stars fulfill that commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wal jibal. And even the mountains that Allah Ta'ala had created, no matter how high and how mighty it may be, it still fulfills the commandment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It never shirks the responsibility that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given it. Washajar, the trees Allah Ta'ala created, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave them functions and duties, and they fulfill these functions and duties. Wad-dawab, and in the general sense, all the animals that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had created, they fulfill the objective of their creation. Now Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ, and most of mankind. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created us. There is an objective. Allah Ta'ala explained, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah created us to worship Allah, to make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All the other creations, Allah did not give the free will to decide what to do, to be obedient, to be disobedient. However, insan, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us this free will to fulfill the commandment of Allah, or we deny, or we break the commandments of Allah, wa na'udhu billah. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows, Allah has given us a shariat, Allah Ta'ala has given us a code of law, Allah has given us a code of conduct, and hence many of mankind fulfills this commandments of Allah, submits and subjugates to Allah, and obviously they are those that have not brought iman in Allah, they have made kufr of Allah. Those that have brought iman, some of them are disobedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ. And many of them, the azab, the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been established. In other words, they violate, either they do not believe, they disbelieve, or they violate the commandments of Allah, and then the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be upon them. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disgraced, there will never be anyone that will be honor that person. Either disgrace in this world, and of course the real disgrace, Allah save us all, is the disgrace of the day of Qiyamah and the Akhirah. So whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disgraced, that person will never be honored by anyone. Yes, in this world, there may be some temporary honor that a person will get, but that is very temporary in his nature, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in the hereafter give them total disgrace. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills. There is no one that can change the system of Allah. There is no one that can change the will of Allah. Allah created all of these creations to serve man. Allah has given them the fixed causes. Allah Ta'ala has given them the fixed objectives, and they fulfill it, and there is no one that can change this desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Once again, a reminder, it's the ayat of sajda. One sajda itilawat is compulsory.